Chapter 2, A Work Second to None, Successful Soul-Saving Ministry. The canvassing work properly conducted is missionary work of the highest order, and it is as good and successful a method as can be employed for placing before the people the important truths for this time. The importance of the work of the ministry is unmistakable, but many who are hungry for the bread of life have not the privilege of hearing the word from God's delegated preachers. For this reason, it is essential that our publications be widely circulated. Thus the message will go where the living preacher cannot go, and the attention of many will be called to the important events connected with the closing scenes of this world's history. A work ordained of God. God has ordained the canvassing work as a means of presenting before the people the light contained in our books, and canvassers should be impressed with the importance of bringing before the world as fast as possible the books necessary for their spiritual education and enlightenment. This is the very work the Lord would have His people do at this time. All who consecrate themselves to God to work as canvassers are assisting to give the last message of warning to the world. We cannot too highly estimate this work, for were it not for the efforts of the canvasser, many would never hear the warning. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 313. A most important work. If there is one work more important than another, it is that of getting our publications before the public, thus leading them to search the Scriptures. Missionary work, introducing our publications into families, conversing and praying with and for them, is a good work and one which will educate men and women to do pastoral labor. Testimonies, Volume 4, page 390. When church members realize the importance of the circulation of our literature, they will devote more time to this work. Papers, tracts, and books will be placed in the homes of the people to preach the gospel in their several lines. The church must give her attention to the canvassing work. This is one way in which she is to shine in the world. Then she will go forth fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. Manuscript 113, 1901. A Call for Revived Interest. The importance of the canvassing work is kept ever before me. This work has not of late had the life infused into it which was once given by the agents who made it their specialty. Canvassers have been called from their evangelistic work to engage in other labor. This is not as it should be. Many of our canvassers, if truly converted and consecrated, can accomplish more in this line than in any other in bringing the truth for this time before the people. We have the Word of God to show that the end is near. The world is to be warned, and as never before, we are to be laborers with Christ. The work of warning has been entrusted to us. We are to be channels of light to the world, imparting to others the light we receive from the great light-bearer. The words and works of all men are to be tried. Let us not be backward now. That which is to be done in warning the world must be done without delay. Let not the canvassing work be left to languish. Let the books containing the light on present truth be placed before as many as possible. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 329. Equal importance to the ministry. Canvassers must go out into various parts of the country. The importance of this work is fully equal to that of the ministry. The living preacher and the silent messenger are both required for the accomplishment of the great work before us. Review and Herald, April 1, 1880. Canvassing for our publications is an important and most profitable line of evangelistic work. Our publications can go to places where meetings cannot be held. In such places, the faithful evangelistic canvasser takes the place of the living preacher. By the canvassing work, the truth is presented to thousands who otherwise would never hear it. Review and Herald, October 7, 1902. We have no time to lose. Important work is before us, and if we are slothful servants, we shall certainly lose the heavenly reward. But few have broad and extensive views of what can be done in reaching the people by personal interested effort in a wise distribution of our publications. Many who will not be induced to listen to the truth presented by the living preacher will take up a tract or a paper and peruse it. Many things they read meet their ideas exactly, and they become interested to read all it contains. Review and Herald, December 19, 1878. To understand our responsibility, there is a danger of entering into commercialism and becoming so engrossed in worldly business that the truths of the Word of God in their purity and power will not be brought into the life. The love of trade and gain is becoming more and more prevalent. My brethren, let your souls be truly converted. If ever there was a time when we needed to understand our responsibilities, it is now, when truth has fallen in the streets and equity cannot enter. Satan has come down with great power to work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and those things that cannot be shaken will remain. The Lord is coming very soon, and we are entering into scenes of calamity. Satanic agencies, though unseen, are working to destroy human life. But if our life is hid with Christ in God, we shall see of His grace and salvation. Christ is coming to establish His kingdom on the earth. Let our tongues be sanctified and used to glorify Him. Let us work now as we have never worked before. We are exhorted to be instant in season, out of season, 2 Timothy 4:2. We are to make openings for the presentation of the truth. We are to improve every opportunity of drawing souls to Christ. As a people, we are to be reconverted, our lives sanctified to declare the truth as it is in Jesus. In the work of scattering our publications, we can speak of a Savior's love from a warm and throbbing heart. God alone has the power to forgive sins. If we do not speak this message to the unconverted, our neglect may prove their ruin. The Lord calls upon all of us to seek to save perishing souls. Satan is at work to deceive the very elect, and now is our time to work with vigilance. Our books and papers are to be brought before the notice of the people. The gospel of present truth is to be given to our cities without delay. Shall we not arouse to our duties? Testimonies, Volume 9, page 62 and 63. The work of God. Let the canvasser remember that he has an opportunity to sow beside all waters. Let him remember as he sells the books which give a knowledge of the truth that he is doing the work of God and that every talent is to be used to the glory of his name. God will be with everyone who seeks to understand the truth that he may set it before others in clear lines. God has spoken plainly and clearly. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. Revelation 22:17. We are to make no delay in giving instruction to those who need it, that they may be brought to a knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 314 and 315. Watchmen and messengers, the time has come when a large work should be done by the canvassers. The world is asleep, and as watchmen they are to ring the warning bell to awake sleepers to their danger. The churches know not the time of their visitation. Often they can best learn the truth through the efforts of the canvasser. Those who go forth in the name of the Lord are His messengers to give to the multitudes who are in darkness and error the glad tidings of salvation through Christ in obeying the law of God. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 315. Seeing souls converted, let canvassers go forth with the word of the Lord, remembering that those who obey the commandments and teach others to obey them will be rewarded by seeing souls converted. And one soul truly converted will bring others to Christ. Thus the work will advance into new territory. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 315. As long as probation lasts, as long as probation continues, there will be opportunity for the canvasser to work. When the religious denominations unite with the papacy to oppress God's people, places where there is religious freedom will be opened by evangelistic canvassing. If in one place the persecution becomes severe, let the workers do as Christ has directed. When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. If persecution comes there, go to still another place. God will lead his people, making them a blessing in many places. Were it not for persecution, they would not be so widely scattered abroad to proclaim the truth. And Christ declares, "Ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel until the Son of Man be come." Matthew 10:23. Until in heaven is spoken the word, "It is finished," there will be always places for labor and hearts to receive the message. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 478. There is a great work to be done, and every effort must be made to reveal Christ as a sin-pardoning Savior, Christ as a sin-bearer, Christ as a bright and morning star. And the Lord will give us favor before the world until our work is done. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 20 and 21. No higher work. There is no higher work than evangelistic canvassing, for it involves the performance of the highest moral duties. Those who engage in this work need always to be under the control of the Spirit of God. There must be no exalting of self. What have any of us that we did not receive from Christ? We must love as brethren, revealing our love by helping one another. We must be pitiful and courteous. We must press together, drawing in even cords. Only those who live the prayer of Christ, working it out in practical life, will stand the test that is to come upon the world. Those who exalt self place themselves in Satan's power, preparing to receive his deceptions. The word of the Lord to his people is that we lift the standard higher and still higher. If we obey his voice, he will work with us, and our efforts will be crowned with success. In our work we shall receive rich blessings from on high and shall lay up treasure beside the throne of God. If we only knew what is before us, we would not be so dilatory in the work of the Lord, responsible for work we might have done. We are in the shaking time, the time when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. The Lord will not excuse those who know the truth if they do not in word and deed obey his commands. If we make no effort to win souls to Christ, we shall be held responsible for the work we might have done, but did not do because of our spiritual indolence. Those who belong to the Lord's kingdom must work earnestly for the saving of souls. They must do their part to bind up the law and seal it among the disciples. Who will go? The Lord designs that the light which is given in the Scriptures shall shine forth in clear, bright rays. And it is the duty of our canvassers to put forth a strong, united effort that God's design may be accomplished. A great and important work is before us. The enemy of souls realizes this, and he is using every means in his power to lead the canvasser to take up some other line of work. This order of things should be changed. God calls the canvassers back to their work. He calls for volunteers who will put all their energies and enlightenment into the work, helping wherever there is opportunity. The Master calls for everyone to do the part given him according to his ability. Who will respond to the call? Who will go forth to labor in wisdom and grace and the love of Christ for those nigh and afar off? Who will sacrifice ease and pleasure and enter the places of error, superstition, and darkness, working earnestly and perseveringly, speaking the truth in simplicity, praying in faith, doing house-to-house labor? Who at this time will go forth without the camp, imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit, bearing reproach for Christ's sake, opening the Scriptures to the people and calling them to repentance? God has workmen in every age. The call of the hour is answered by the coming of the man. Thus, when the divine voice cries, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" the response will come, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah 6:8. Let all who labor effectually in the canvassing field feel in their hearts that they are doing the work of the Lord in ministering to souls who know not the truth for this time. They are sounding the note of warning in the highways and byways to prepare a people for the great day of the Lord, which is so soon to break upon the world. We have no time to lose. We must encourage this work. Who will go forth now with our publications? The Lord imparts a fitness for the work to every man and woman who will cooperate with divine power. All the requisite talent, courage, perseverance, faith, and tact will come as they put the armor on. A great work is to be done in our world, and human agencies will surely respond to the demand. The world must hear the warning when the call comes, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Send back the answer clear and distinct, here am I, send me. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 331 to 333. Comments of Careless Spectators. Careless spectators may not appreciate your work or see its importance. They may think it a losing business, a life of thankless labor and self-sacrifice. But the servant of Jesus sees in it the light shining from the cross. His sacrifices appear small in comparison with those of the blessed Master, and he is glad to follow in his steps. The success of his labor affords him the purest joy and is the richest recompense for a life of patient toil. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 340. No time to lose. The canvassing work is a work of great responsibility, meaning much to the men and women who engage in it. We are living in a time when there is a great work to be done, and what better opportunity can we have to give the call to the supper Christ has prepared? Those who at this time take up the canvassing work with earnestness and consecration will be greatly blessed. You have no time to lose. Give yourselves willingly and unselfishly to the doing of this work. Remember that it is evangelistic in its nature and that it helps to give a warning which is greatly needed. Manuscript 113, 1901.